北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House. Beijing Foreign Studies University.
Speak up. Level 3. Part 1. Cartoons for Student A. Unit 1. Daily Life.
Saturday morning. It's Saturday morning. Susan is busy doing housework. First, in the living room, she sweeps the floor, vacuums the carpet, cleans and dusts the furniture with a duster. Then she goes out to the balcony and waters the flower. Finally, she cleans the kitchen. She washes, dries, and puts away all the dishes and silverware. Cleans the cutting board, the countertops and the refrigerator, and waxes the floor.
Taking the ferry. Every morning, Tom drives to the dock and takes the ferry to work. One morning, he woke up late because he had forgotten to set the alarm clock the night before. So it failed to go off in the morning, and he was getting late for work. He quickly got dressed, had breakfast, and rushed out the door. He got to the dock and saw the boat about 8 feet away. So he took a running jump, jumped as far as he could, and landed on the boat. A woman on the boat said to him, "You know, if you had waited a minute, we would have been in." Bathing a dog. Little Dave's dog is dirty today, and Dave decides to give him a bath. First, Dave lifts both lids of the toilet and adds some shampoo to the toilet water. Then he soothes the dog while he carries him towards the bathroom. In one smooth movement, he puts the dog in the toilet and closes both lids. He then flushes the toilet 3 or 4 times. The dog is barking inside the toilet, trying to get out. Dave stands beside the toilet as far as he can and quickly lifts both lids. The dog quickly gets out of the toilet and runs outside where he can dry himself. Unit 2. Education.
In a school library, 1. While pointing to the very simple word, yet, Mary asks the boy next to her if he can pronounce it for her. She is reading her book upside down. She announces the page number each time she turns a page. She then starts arguing with herself. When the boy looks at her, she says, "Oh, I'm sorry. I was just telling myself to be quiet." She takes out a bag, peers into it, and says, "Settle down in there. I'm trying to read." She is reading silently, and then, as if speaking to the character in her book, she says, "No, Jim, it's a setup. Don't do it." Then she turns to the boy and says, "He's a fool."
In a school library, 2. At minutes, David gets up out of his chair, walks around the table and sits back down. While reading his book, he starts humming a single note until he's out of breath. He collapses on the floor. Then he gets back up and continues reading as if nothing had happened. While placing small pieces of bread in a line, he counts 1, 2, 3, and loses count every 10 or so. While reading his book, he turns around so he's facing the girl behind him. Then he peers over the top of his book and says, "Hi." He has a recording of a popular song and plays it on headphones quietly, but sings along very badly. Then he says to the girl, "I took singing lessons." Unit 3. Food and Drink. Cowboy. A cowboy rode into town and stopped at a bar for a drink. Unfortunately, the locals had a habit of picking on strangers. When the cowboy finished his drink, he found his horse had been stolen. He went back into the bar, flipped his gun into the air, caught it above his head without even looking, and fired a shot into the ceiling. "Which one of you stole my horse?" he shouted with surprising forcefulness. No one answered. He ordered another beer and said, "All right, if my horse isn't back outside by the time I finish another beer, I'm going to do what I did back home." He walked outside, and his horse was back. He saddled up and started to ride out of town. The bartender walked out of the bar and said, "Say, partner, before you go, what happened back home if your horse was stolen?" The cowboy turned back and said, "I had to walk home." Unit 4. Free Time Activities. Ice Fishing. A boy wanted to go ice fishing. He'd read many books on the subject. And finally, after getting all the necessary tools together, he made for the nearest frozen lake. After positioning his stool, he used a drill to make a circular cut in the ice. Suddenly, from the sky, a voice boomed, "There are no fish under the ice." Startled, the boy moved down to the opposite end of the ice and began to make another hole. The boy heard the same voice, "There are no fish under the ice." He stopped, looked skyward, and asked, "Is that you, Lord?" The voice replied, "No, this is the ice rink manager." Turtles. A police officer was driving his police car down a road next to a beach when he noticed a woman knee-deep in the water holding two things in her hands. The officer wasn't sure what they were. He made his way down to the sand to meet the woman standing in the water. As he approached, he noticed that the two things were turtles. The officer said to the woman, "It's illegal to be poaching for turtles, you know." "What are you talking about?" she was startled. "These are my pet turtles." "Sure they are," replied the policeman. "No, I'm serious. I will throw them into the waves and call them back. They will come back." So the woman put the two turtles back into the ocean and stood there watching them. "Where are the two turtles? I thought you said you could call them back," chuckled the officer. "Turtles?" replied the woman. What turtles? At the zoo. A man responds to a job position at the city zoo. The ad mentioned the salary, but not what he would be doing. The zoo's gorilla had unexpectedly passed away. The zoo had just spent millions on promotions, which focused on the gorilla, and now they needed a gorilla. The guy really needed the job, and the money was good, so he accepted. Every day, he would put on the gorilla suit, hang out in his cage, and be the gorilla. After a while, he started enjoying himself. He would scare little kids, roar at the crowds, and eat bananas. As time went on, he became the main attraction at the zoo. He would swing on his trees, and the people loved him. One day, he was swinging around and accidentally swung over his fence and landed in the tiger's den. The tiger slowly opened his eyes and saw the gorilla. The tiger slowly approached the gorilla, who was backed up against the fence. The tiger was ready to jump. Then the gorilla started yelling, "Help! Help! I'm not a gorilla! I'm a man! Help! Help!" Then the tiger said, "Shut up, stupid, or we'll both get fired." Unit 5, Health and Body Care.
Another 40 years to live. Cindy was from the richest neighborhood in town. One day, she had a heart attack and was taken to a hospital. While on the operating table, she had a near-death experience. She saw an angel and asked, "Is this it?" The angel said, "No, you have another 40 years to live." Upon her recovery, Cindy decided to stay in the hospital and have a facelift. She even had someone dye her hair. She figured since she had another 40 years, she might as well make the most of it. She walked out of the hospital lobby and was killed by an ambulance speeding up to the hospital. She arrived in front of the angel and said, "I thought you said I had another 40 years." The angel replied, "Cindy, is that you? I didn't recognize you."